Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Memtes. Just anybody interested, we had a shiur last night. It's already up on the OU.org website, an overview and review and summary and highlights of the first four prakim. And now we are in the fifth parak. As we discussed, the fifth and the sixth parak is a new section of the Masechta. It's all about types of karbanos and different avodos of the karbanos. And we are discussing the halacha of tzafon, the halacha by kachi kachim, that one has to shech the karban in the north part of the azara. So that is the halacha that we discussed on Memchesim and Aleph and Memchesim Abayz. There's a word oso that is coming to exclude something in that parsha. So something needs tzafon and something else does not need tzafon. So what does not need tzafon? So first we try to say that all the chatos need tzafon except for Seir Nachshon, because that's not really a chatos, as we discussed earlier as well. And then the Gemara said, but we know that from elsewhere, so you don't need oso to teach me that. So we started to say oso b'tzafon ve'ein shochet b'tzafon. Maybe it's teaching me that the shochet doesn't have to be b'tzafon. So we said we also know that from Rav Achoy that shochet does not have to be, even though the makabel has to be. So maybe we exclude ben of. We'll start with it from there again. Ella fifth to last skinny line. Ella oso b'tzafon ve'ein ben of b'tzafon. Maybe the animal has to be b'tzafon, not the ben of. Someone asked me at the shir yesterday, how could it be that in the first try, we have a brisa that says, it says, l'kidetanya, oso b'tzafon v'ein seir nachshon b'tzafon, thank you, and that is then rejected. The other ones, it doesn't say the word detanya, but the stomach of the Gemara is rejecting a brisa. And number one, it says detanya, oso b'tzafon v'ein seir nachshon b'tzafon, then we said, nobody needs that oso to exclude seir nachshon, so we went on to something else. So the other ones are not a problem, because it could be the Gemara talking and the Gemara rejecting it. But could the Gemara reject the brisa? So the Sfasemis takes out that word, look at detanya. That's all simple. That first word, look at the Tanya, up top, where it says, look at the Tanya, oso b'tzafon, ve'in seir nachshon b'tzafon, the Sfasemis says, it has to be added. If you look at Menachas, the parallel Gemara, it's not there. So the Sfasemis thinks that's not a Brisa, because the Gemara does not have the authority to reject the Brisa. Right? The Amoram cannot, according to Rova, except that the Kesef Mishnah that we like to quote in the second parak of Hilchas Mamrim, which quotes an idea that maybe they could, but this they wouldn't, but Pashtus is that the Amoram couldn't. And here the Stam of the Gemara cannot reject the Brisa. So therefore, the Sfasemis says, simple, just take out that word, Likidetanya. Okay, so then we went into number two, what about the Shochet and the Makabel? And then we went into Oso B'tzafon Ve'in Ben Of B'tzafon. So a bird, Malika, does not have to take place in the north side of the Mizbeach, even though, let's say, a Chadas Ha'of, and an Oso, that's all. That is all kachi kachim, but still. The Gemara later on Daf Samachay, says that the malika of the oaf is really done on the Mizbeach, Barosha Mizbeach. Malikas olas ha'of. Because an olas ha'of is going to be totally burned anyway, you're just going to throw it on the fire. So the Gemara says in Daf Samachay that malika for that karba does not need tzafon, but is done on the top of the Mizbeach. The question is, what about chatas ha'of? Chatas ha'of, where is Malika done for the chatas ha'of? Because there, we do some spritzing of the dam on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. So where is the Malika of chatas ha'of done? So that is the Machlokas quoted at the beginning of Maseches Kinim, which Baruch Hashem will be able to do sometime next year. But it's also quoted here in the Shiva Kubetzes, Andaf Samach Gimel, in the Hashmatos, and in the back of the Gemara, where you have the big sheetas that can't fit on the page. You see it says, Ayin Hashmatos. If you look on Daf Samach Gimel, it quotes the Hashmatos in Oz Beis. It quotes the Machlokos between the Balamar and the Rivid. Says the Shita there, The Ravid holds that Chatas Ha'of is also done on the top of the Mizbeach, anywhere on top of the Mizbeach, but it needs the Mizbeach. That's what the Ravid says. Because of Haraza, Rizrachi Alevi, that's the Balamar, Masha Amar Ravid and Miyatsuchim, because of Mizbeach, Kashawan Allah, Damrina, Bechal Makob, Haisak Shera, Elishazah, Haisam Makom Al Azasa. It says anywhere. Okay, so That's the Machlokas Balamar and the Ravid, whether the Malika of Chata Sa'of is done on the Mizbeach as well or not. So do you compare it? Maybe the issue behind it is how much are Chatas and Ola Sa'of comparable? For that, it will, Be'ez Hashem, be the topic of the seventh parak. Seventh parak, as we mentioned last night, is all about Oaf Karbanos. All the bird karbanos are discussed in the seventh parak. So we have to remember this machlokas. That's why that's in Daf Samach Gimel. We'll have to remember this machlokas then. Okay, back to the Gemara. So, Oso Betzafon, the shechita of the Kachi Kachim is done Betzafon, but Malika is not. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Yachol ben Of Ta'in Safon Vidinu. You might think a bird needs Malika in the Safon, and you might think as follows, Uma ben Son Shelo Kavalo Kohen Kavalo Safon. If a ben Son, if an animal does not require a Kohen for its Shechita, and yet it required Safon, right? Shechita Ksher Bazar, Ben Of Shekavalo Kohen, in addition to Shekavalo Safon, Malika has to be done by a Kohen. It's not just a Shechita that's Ksher Bazar. Malika has to be done by a Kohen, so surely doesn't that reflect that it's higher Kedusha, and therefore it requires Safon? Tamalomar, Oso. That's why you would have said that, and that's why it is excluded. Mala Ben Son Shekin Kavalo Kli. Ala ben Son, you want to say that we would have said that Kavachomer? No! We would never have said that Kavachomer. Because the ben Son, you're right, it doesn't need a Kohen, but it does need a Kli. Does it need a Kli Shares? That's what the Pashtus, the Gemara is, that's the Tosus we discussed 2 days ago. That Ben Zayin and Aleph, whether Shechita needs a Kli Shares or not. Or you can use any knife, but it definitely needs a Kli. So a Kli makes it more Chomer, that's just a fingernail. So therefore, we never would have had the Havamina of the Kavachomer, so you don't need the word Oso to exclude it. So, we are back to the question. So Ella, second to last skinny line. Oso betzafon ve'ein pesach. Yehei pesach, ein pesach betzafon. But a current pesach does not need safon. But imagine if the current pesach would need safon. That would, if we think the current, the Beis HaMikdash was squishy on Erev Pesach, imagine if everybody had to get to the north side of the Mizbeach to shef their carbon pesach. Then it really would have been tight. Right, so, but that's the Havamina. And we say no. Karei Pesach does not need Shechita B'Tzafon. Right? Other Kadshei Kalim does not need Safon. Do not need Safon. Right? So why would we have thought Karei Pesach is different? The Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yochol Yehei Pesach Ton Safon. I might have thought that Karei Pesach required Safon. V'dinhu, I would have thought based on the following Svara. Uma Ola Shelink Shekein Lo Kavalo Zman L'Shechitasa. If Ola, where there is no set time for its Shechita. Right, in Ola, Ola says, Dava, do whatever you want. Kavalot Safon. And yet, in Ola, whenever you do it, you have to do it in the north. So Pesach, Shekavalot Zman L'Shechitaso. Kar Pesach, which has a set time for its Shechita, is probably the most set out of almost all Karbanos. Right, it's only in the afternoon. So Eino Din Sheyekvalot Safon. So surely, if it has such a set time, doesn't that reflect a certain level of Kedusha, and therefore, it should require Safon. Tamalomar Oso. That's why it says the word Oso, to teach me that Pesach does not need Safon. Chedusha Rav Arya Leib has the Chakira, it's quoted here in the Achronim, that is the din of Safon, ha'im din Safon, who din b'chol shem karban bifnei atzmo, is it a special din by every karban? Ola needs Safon, Chatas needs Safon, Asham needs Safon. Is that how we understand Safon? Or is it a din hanomer al kol karbanos? Shem kachim kachim. Sheish l'shachta v'l kabbalos davon b'tzafon. All kachim kachim need tzafon. Right? That's what it says. Kachim kachim shchitas b'tzafon. That's what it says in the Mishnah here in his own makomon. But is that a general din, a generic din to all kachim kachim? Or is it a din to each one? So it suggests, Rabbi Yaleib, the havamina here is that it's each one. Because how else would you include Pesach? Pesach is not kachi kachim. So the fact that the Gemara can have a havamina to include carbon Pesach in Safon means that it must be a din b'chol carbon u carbon. Maybe the maskana, as we'll have even more mafurish in a minute, is that that's wrong. The din of Safon is a din in all kachi kachim, and therefore don't include Pesach, because it's kachi kalim, even though it is something special and unique, having a specific time. But maybe that was the Havamina. The Gemara continues. Ma la Ola Shekein Kalil. What was the Havamina to include Pesach? What, a Kavachomer from Ola? But Ola isn't said, but you have an extra Chumra by Ola. Shekein Kalil is totally burned on the Mizbeach. No, Mechatas. No, maybe you could have learned it from Chatas. Chatas is not Kavul Ozman. And also, he requires Safon. So Ma la Chatas Shekein Mechaperas Al Chai Vekrisis. What do you mean? Chatas is Mechaper Al Chai Vekrisis. So therefore, maybe chatas is more chamor. May asham, you learn it from asham. So every carbon has a unique quality. So therefore, you would not be able to learn the kal vachomer from them to Pesach. The Gemara says, what about asham? Does asham have anything unique as compared to Pesach? The Gemara says, yes, mala asham, shekei kachim kachim. What do you mean? Asham is kachim kachim. And the Gemara says, mikula nami shekei kachim kachim. All of them are kachim kachim. So you can't really learn any from to Pesach. So that might be the maskana of Chalisha Bar Yalev. That, what do you mean? Safon is not a din in every carbon, that you could extend it to any carbon that you would like. No, it's a din in kachim kachim. And therefore, of course, it cannot apply to carbon Pesach. So the Gemara is still stuck. What is the word oso coming to exclude? So we tried Seir Nachshon, we tried Shochet versus Mekabel, we tried birds, we tried Pesach, and now we're going back to number two. Let's try the Shochet again. Ella, La'olam Kedamra. That's why there's no Ella here. Right? But each of the other ones, there was an Ella. Here, there's no Ella because it's going back to a previous answer. La'olam Kedamra and Me'ikara. We're going back to answer number two that we tried. Oso Betzafon, Ve'ein Shochet Betzafon. The animal has to be Betzafon, but the Shochet, if he has a long knife, and he's standing not in the Betzafon, that is okay. We asked that we already know that from Rav Achoy. Lav lemiute, don't understand our oso as just teaching me the Rav Achoy din. Lav lemiute shochet betzafon ella. I'm sorry, just don't, that the shochet does not have to be betzafon, but it's really telling me the next step. That shochet doesn't have to be betzafon, but the makabel has to be. Ela e shochet betzafon, ela makabel betzafon. That's the diak. You're right, Rav Achoy just teaching me that the shochet doesn't have to be betzafon. But our oso is really, should be understood as two steps. Shochet doesn't need betzafon, but the makabel does need betzafon. So Gemara says, what do you mean? We also know that. Mekabel, mi lokach v'lokach nafka. Don't you know that from the Esther word v'lokach? And how he takes the blood is compared to how he gets the blood from the animal. And therefore that has to be betzafon also. So lokach v'lokach lo mashmalai. Okay, he doesn't darshan that word. Doesn't think that's extra. Semicolon. Continuing the Gemara. Ashkechad. So what do we have on this whole Amud? We had all of the sources. How do you know that tsafon by chatas is what you need? And what is the original source by chatas, as we quoted? Remember the Meshech Chachma yesterday? It doesn't say anywhere by the Karbanas chatas that you need tsafon. By the Ola. But those have bevakam. Shishchas chatas, right, is at the comparison. So ashkechad shchita ba'ola lemitzvah. So I find by Ola, shechting it is a mitzvah in the tsafon. L'chadchila. Kabbalah nami lemitzvah. Ashkechan. Shchita ba'kabbalah la'akim minalan. How do you wish the shan hakasav la'akim by Ola? How do you know that it is evenly ikuva? So Amar Vada Barava, what do you mean? Vitamer Abba Barshela, kalvachomer. It's a kalvachomer. Uma chatas haba mikoach Ola. Me'akeves. If the chatas, how do we know tsafon by chatas at all? We know it from Ola, and we have just established that by chatas, it's all ma'akev. So Ola, sheba mechatas mikocha, eno din shema akeves. Ola, that chatas comes from it, and Ola is the source, surely it should be ma'akev. So how could the Gemara says, how could chatas be stronger than Ola if chatas is the sheni, what is learned to, and Ola is what is learned from? So the Gemara at this point thinks it's an issue of comparing these karbanas inherently. And therefore the Gemara says, what do you mean? Malachatas can mechaper salchavi krisis. What do you mean? Chatas can be more chamor. Chatas is mechaper on chavi krisis. Ola? Ola is not mechaper. The Gemara says earlier in Dafches, Ola is doron. Right? Ola is a doron. Even though we said earlier that Ola is mechaper on certain karbanas, that Ola, I'm sorry, Zayin in my base. Ola is b'chaper on chai ve'asei, and lava nitik la'asei, but that doesn't compare to chai ve'krisus. So chatas is much more powerful. So why can't you say that tsafon is more ma'akev by chatas than by Ola? Square says, no, you didn't understand. Amar Avina ha kashle l'rav Ada bar Ava. This was his point. It's, forget the specific karbanas. Klum matzinu tafel chomer min ha'ikr. The point is that you learn this halacha of chatas from Ola. So if you learn this halacha from Ola, so the source has to be the strongest. If you're going to learn halacha from a source, so then the source, it can't be stronger than the source. It's similar to the concept of dayo. Right? Dayo is by a kal vachomer. This isn't a kal vachomer, but dayo means you can't learn more than the source. So therefore, so to here, if Ola is the source for Safon, then you can't say that by Ola, it's only Lechatchila, and by Chatas it would even be a din Le'ikuva. That's what he meant. So now the Gemara gets into, for two contexts, three contexts, is that really true? Do you ever find a tafel more chamur than an ikur? V'amar le marzucha breidra mari l'ravina. Is that really true? V'lo? We never find a tafel more chamur than the ikur. Hare meiser. I don't mind. Hare meiser dehu nifte meiser. Which meiser? Rashi adds in one word. Sheni. V'hare meiser sheni dehu nifte meiser sheni. If I have meiser sheni fruit, and I want to be poda that, I can be poda it if it becomes tamei, even in Yerushalayim. If I brought up my Meister Sheni fruit, and I have it in Yerushalayim, so then Rashi says, I feel Yerushalayim im nitma. I can redeem it. I can redeem it onto money, because what am I going to do with this Meister Sheni tamei fruit? And yet, v'ilu lakuach v'kesef meiser, but if I didn't bring my Meister Sheni fruit up to Yerushalayim, but I changed it onto money, and then with that money, I bought other fruit in Yerushalayim, and that fruit became tamei. Eino nifte, it cannot be redeemed, at least according to one man de Amar. So you see, tafel is more chamer than the yikr. The yikr can be redeemed, and the tafel, what's bought with Meister Sheni money, which is secondary, cannot be redeemed. So you see, it's more chamer, desan, as the Mishnah says in Meister Sheni. Halakuach pekesef Meister Shenitma yipadeh. Whatever is bought with Meister Sheni fruit that is became tameh can be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be buried. So at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you see an example of tafel chomer min ha'ikr? Right, the original Meister Sheni fruit can be redeemed, and what's lakuach because the Meister Sheni cannot. Answers the Gemara, no, not a good raya. Hasam lo alima kedushase lemitvas pidyona. Over there, it's not that the lakuach is more stringent. It's just the opposite. It's not meiser sheni enough to be able to change its kedusha to something else. It's such a weak meiser sheni. It's two steps removed. It's the what you bought with the money, and the money was the kedusha was put on it. So it's two steps removed. So it's so weak. That is why it's not strong enough to be matvis, the kedusha, onto something else. But don't think it's because it's a chumrah. It's dapacha because of its weakness. Period. The Netziv has a beautiful idea related to Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Pidyon Meiser Sheni, we redeem the fruit. It starts off with the She'iltos. The She'iltos in Zimin Kuf quotes that Kerem Ravai, which many times is compared to Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni and Ravai, fourth year fruits, have the same halachas. They both have to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. So the Shulter says that Kerem Ravai Bizman Azeh, you can be mechalal it on a Shavah Pruta. That's what we do, right? All the Ravai that we have, you know, we just change it onto a little bit, Shava Pruta, we don't have to do Shava B'Shava. A little fruit, that's the halacha of the She'iltos. So the Achronim, the Netziv asks, and Rav Shechter has a summary of this Netziv in Ginas Egos, in Simon Aleph, the Achronim ask a couple of questions on the She'iltos. Number one, the She'iltos didn't mention the bracha. You make a bracha, Pidyon Meiser Sheni. So where's the bracha according to the She'iltos? Number one. Number two, there's a lechatchila, though you always have to be Mosef HaChomesh. Right, what we call, Mosef HaChomesh B'Levar, what we call 20%. Right, so what is, whether it's 20%, 25%, whether milavar, milago, we'll get into the details now, but the chachili is supposed to add on a chomesh, the shildos didn't mention that. Number two. Number three, meiser sheni, we generally do not say that it can be nifte on shave kesef. Right, only on kesef. And here he says shave kesef, shave pruta. Right, a couple of other questions as well. So that is questions on the shildos. So says the Netziv, and Rav Shechter again quotes this here, that the secret is a Tosfos at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachos. Tosfos there points out that there are two sources for Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Two sources. One is Achlei, right, the Gemara there quotes, Achlei v'hadar Achlei, be mechalal it and then eat it. And then it quotes another source from Tosfos quotes, Kodesh Kodesh be Meiser Sheni, Xavier Shava. So the Netziv says, there are two separate halachas of Pidyon Meiser Sheni. There's a halacha, and Neter Avai. There's a halacha of Pidyon Shel Mitzvah, and there's a halacha of Pidyon Shel Matir. Pidyon Shel Mitzvah, that is the real upper, higher level din of Pidyon Shel Meiser Sheni. That's where you must add a fifth. That's where there's a bracha. That's where you have to do it Shavah B'Shavah. That's where you have to use Kesef. That's pinyon shel mitzvah. But there's another idea of pinyon hamatir. She'ein bo mishum mitzvah. De've'inan midaraisa tosefes chomesh l'chadchila after b'di'eved ein ma'akiv. The fact that chomesh is only l'chadchila, not b'di'eved, that reflects, says Rav Schechter, based on the Nitziv, that that's a mitzvah, that's not a matir. Because when it comes to a matir, there's no such thing as l'chadchila b'di'eved. Either you do it or you don't do it. You go to the mikvah. Either you do it or you don't do it. Is there a heter or not? Asher shayach lios balachachilu daraisa ubahach pinyon shel mitzvah kaimel adbin and dafka kesef sheish lav tzura v'shaver mevarchan alav kederach mevarchan al kol mitzvahs mashenki b'dinah sheni a pinyon ma'aseh sheni of matir there is no mitzvah. It's just matir. It's the lower level. Umemela shaper muvan, my time aleka lebrechaz a mitzvah, because it is only a matir. And that answers all of the questions, because if you look in the Shiltos, he's talking about netzeravai of chutz la'aretz, not netzeravai of Eretz Yisrael. So the Shiltos Hashita is that pinyon netzeravai is a whole sugya, whether netzeravai applies to chutz la'aretz, but if it does, it only has the matir element. It doesn't have the mitzvah element. The mitzvah satzli is ba'aretz, the mitzvahs, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But outside, even if it extends, it's only the matir element and not the mitzvah element, because it's the isurim of the mitzvahs that apply and not the mitzvah element of the mitzvahs. Right? So that's pinyon ma'aseh sheni, two elements. Again, the sugya mitzvah and matir comes up by various mitzvahs. It comes up by chalitza, it comes up by hafrashas truma, comes up by other contexts. Is it just a matir, or is it even a mitzvah shechita? Right, that's all discussed here in Rav Schechter in Siman Aleph in Ginas Egos. Okay, so that's regular pinyon ma'aseh sheni. Back to our Gemara. So Gemara says that is not an example of tafel, which is chamer than the yikr, because that tafel is just so weak it cannot transfer. Next, hare, another tribe, a hare tamura. Let's talk about tamura for a minute. The sugya of tamura, the isur d'araisa of trying to substitute an animal, a carbon, for another animal. And the halacha, as we know, is that if I try to do that, they both become kadosh. De'ilu kadshim l'chayle abalmum kavua. If I try to be makdish abalmum, let's say I try to be makdish an animal without a foot, so that hektish is not chal. It does not achieve kedusha saguf. Cannot achieve it. And yet, what if I'm meimir abalmum? I have a carbon, and I say, I want to change this carbon, I want to give this animal as a carbon, and this new one is a balmum, tmur is chal on that. It's chal on that. So what do you see? The ikar hektish is not powerful enough to be chal on a balmum, while the secondary hektish, tmura, is powerful enough to be chal on a balmum. So again, isn't that a raya that tafel is chamer from the ikar? Answers the Gemara a very crucial line for the entire topic of tmura. Maybe the most important line in all of Shas describing what Tamura is. Tamura mikoach kadshim ka'asya. The kadshim mikoach chulin ka'asi. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a tafel that's coming in the yikr. Tamura is coming from a hekdesh state. So that's why it's easier. It's already kadosh. If it's already in the world of hekdesh, the mamela can be chalon abalmum. The original Hadasha cannot be chal on a balmum because it's coming from chulin. I'm going from zero to something, so it can't be chal on a balmum. Once something is in the world of hektish, then it's easier to be chal. But again, it's not a tafel. It's really building on the ikr. But it's just that the ikr, before you get to the ikr, so that's why it cannot be chal. Achronim take this line and say, you know what this line teaches me? There's a big chakira in Tamura. That second carbon, what is really making it hektish? That second carbon. Is it the original, my original hakdasha somehow extends? My original hakdasha first goes to animal one, and now it also goes to animal two? Or is it like a new form of hakdasha now? The Tamura, when I try to switch, substitute the animals, I'm makdish the second animal also. So says Rabbi Chanan, says others, you know what, you see klar, see clearly from this, from this line of the Gemara, Tamura is not a new Hakdasha. Tamura is coming from the first animal, which is it coming from the original first Hakdasha. Says Rabbi Chanan, Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Dalet, in Kovet Shiurim. Da Tam, Dibet Tamura, Hakadusha Nimsheches Mikalach HaKarbon, Umehai Taima, Hapodet Tamura So Einomos of Chomesh, Dahavi Hektash Sheini, Upodet Konamos Niradavi Hektash Rishon. Where do you see this from? Ayin Zvachim Emtes. Call me Gemara Tamura. No, Zvachim Emtes. That's the key line. Key line to teach me what Tamur is about. Umavur mizeh, the tzarech lahamshech kedushas hakarban al hachulin. Vizeh ino yocholasos. Below, he says, and that's why also, you can't be maimer your friend's animal. Like you maim your friend's animal. If I go to my friend's animal, and I bring my own animal, and I'm konam it. What is konam? Remember from Mesechta Zedarim? I say, this animal should be usher just like my friend's animal, which is a karban. That works. My animal is now usher. I was matvisit with my friend's animal. But if I try to be maimer my friend's animal, just like, I don't want my friend to give the animal, this is a much more plump, better animal. Switch it, doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? The answer is because Tamura goes from the original Hakdasha, and that's what my friend did. My friend did the original Hakdasha. I can't extend my friend's Hakdasha. Had the Konamos, that is starting right now, it's a new thing. So therefore, that's a big difference. And that's why there's a line that the Sfas Emes says. Sfas Emes even says in Temura, he says this approach in a very extreme way. The Sfas Emes says that conceptually, you know what happens by Temura? The Kedusha switches. If I were to ask you, which animal is naturally more Kadosh? Animal number one or animal number two? So Pashas, we would have said animal number one. That's always been Kadosh, and therefore it's still Kadosh. But somehow, there is an expansion to animal two. Says the Sfas Emes, no, you know what happens by Temura? Really, Temura works. You try to substitute, the Kedusha switches from animal one to animal two. Animal two is Kadosh, animal one is Chulin. But you know what? Xeris HaKas, the animal one is becomes Kadosh now. I would have said that no, it's Xeris HaKas that what you tried to do didn't work, and the Torah is Kones you to say animal two is Kadosh. The Sfas Emes says just the opposite. Sfas Emes says really animal two is Kadosh. Animal two is Kadosh naturally because the Kedusha switched. What you tried to do worked. And that's why this is brought up in the Sugya, beginning of Temura, Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. Right? So the animal two is Kadosh, but the Torah has Xeris HaKasuv that animal one now becomes Kadosh. But that's an extreme formulation of saying that the Kedusha of the second animal comes from the original Hakdasha. Right, and maybe right now the first animal is coming Kadosh. That is a Sfas Emes in Temura on Daf Hey Amid Beis. So the Be'emes Chala Temura V'Harishona Yatzas Mikedusha Asa Rakzeras Akasavi Dechozer Kedusha Al Harishona Avol Maisav Mahani Lios Mumar. Very good. Big chiddush of the Sfas Emes, but that's just an extension of what many Akronim say based on our Gemara. Rabbi Chanan in Beis Mem Dalet. Okay. Still tired out from last night's shir. Says the Gemara Vayter. So Temura was not an example of Tafa Chamer Min Iker. So says the Gemara, Hare Pesach. What about Pesach? To who Eino Ton Smicho Nisachah V'Truvas Chazei V'Shog? What about Karben Pesach? It does not need all these special halachas of Smicha Nisachim V'Ilo Moser Didei, but if you left over a Pesach for a week, and now it's after Pesach, Ton Smicho Nisachah V'Truvas Chazei V'Shog. The leftover Karban Pesach would need smicha and the sachim brought along with it and the waving. So don't you see that the tafel is chaber min ikker? So the Gemara says no. As we had earlier in the Masechta, Pesach b'shar yimos hashana shlamim hu. It's not that this is a tafel, a moser Pesach, but after Pesach it switches into a shlamim. So it's a different carbon, and therefore it's not a problem. How does it really switch? If you look in the Kehilas Yaakov in Megillah, the stipler quotes his son Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shlita, where Chaim Kanievsky says that, you know what, the impression that you get from this Gemara, it's not like Pesach magically switches into a shlamim. A Pesach is always a shlamim. It's always a shlamim, but it's a specific type of shlamim. It's a shlamim Pesach. Afterwards, it's just a shlamim. And that's what the Gemara means. That's why it's not tafel, because it always was a shlamim. It's just more made into a more specific type of shlamim for a little while, for a couple of hours. But before and after, it would be a shlamim normally. Fine. V'ibayisema, or a different answer, going back to the original question, how do you know that Ola is Ma'akev? You don't learn it from Chatas, Tafachamah to Iker, Amakra Ha'ola, Bimkoma Tehe, this Ola right here, it's got to be here, Bimkoma Tehe, it's got to be in this spot. If it's not in this spot, then it is possible. Fine. That is Chatas and Ola. What we've said so far. Asham in Allah, the Bait Safon. How do we know that Asham needs Safon? Dichsib, Bekomashi, Yishchatu as a Ola, Yishchatu as a Asham. The place where Yishchatu the Ola, Yishchatu the Asham. Ashkechon, Shchita, Kabbalah min Allah, and how do we know Kabbalah? The Ezdamo Yizrok. It's Dambi Zorek, so connect that to the earlier part of the Pasuk. Kibul Damo, Nami Betsafon. Kabbalah Saddam also is Betsafon by an Asham. Mekabel Asmami Nalan. How do we know the Mekabel also has to be in the Tsafon for Asham? Damo, the S Damo. The S is including. Ashachan l'mitzvah la'akim inalan, k'rachrin aksiv, v'shachat es ha'keves, v'chulu. That pasuk teaches me, shechtit in this place, and that's the pasuk that teaches me it's even ma'akev. V'hayi lo'hach yudah asa. That pasuk is really coming to teach me that asham, tzafon, is ma'akev. Haimi boile, l'kidetanya. But don't we need that, l'kidetanya, for the following. Davar shahaya bichlal, v'yasal li'madam adavar chadash. Right, now that we're hopefully getting to say Ezo Makoman, maybe we should get into saying Rabbi Yishmael too. So, Davar Shai Bechlal, V'yasalim B'davar Chadash, if you have a rule. And the Torah takes something out of the rule. E Atah Rashai Lachziru Lechlalo, Ash Yachziru, and because of a Chlalo B'Feirish. You can't put it back into the Chlal until the Torah puts it back into the Chlal. So therefore, Ketzad, for example, Vishachad Es HaKeves, that's the pasuk we just tried to get a marker for. This pasuk, but we'll see that it's used up already. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'shachad es hakeves b'mkom ha'shiyishchad es hachadus v'sa'ola b'mkom ha'kodesh ki kachadas ha'asham hu v'chulu." That's the whole pasuk. Shech the sheep in the place where this by Asham Mitzora, right? Shech the sheep exactly where you shechted the chadus in the ola in the north. Kachadas ha'asham hu she'ein tamalomer kachadas ha'asham. Why does it have to say that? I know the chadus is in the north. Why does it have to say kachadas ha'asham? Ma tamalomer kachadas ha'asham. Why? As follows. Lefisha yatsa Asham Mitzora. Lidon bedavar hachadash. Since Asham Mitzora has a new halacha that doesn't apply to other Ashamos. Bibohen yad. Ubibohen regel. Va'ozen yamanis. Because it's put onto the thumbs and the big toes and the ear of the Mitzora. So you see an Asham Mitzora is different. So yachol lo yehetan matan daman vein murin lagabi mizbeach. So therefore you might think that it doesn't need even regular zrikos on the mizbeach. So Tamalomar kachatas ha'asham hu. That's why he says that. Ma chatas tu'ona mata damei murin lagami mizbeach. Av asham mitzora tu'ona mata damei murin lagami mizbeach. So therefore, question mark. So therefore the Gemara is asking that the pasuk is needed to re-include asham mitzora for the regular halachos. So who says therefore that could be used to teach me by every carbon asham that safon is ma'akev? Isn't it needed just to re-include Asham Mitzora? Says the Gemara, we'll get back to Tosis on the bottom, an important Tosis. Let's just continue a little bit more. Im Kain. No, if it's true that it only should teach me by Mitzora and not by other Karbanos, Nechtov Bahai, Velo Nechtov Bahai. So why don't you only say it by Mitzora and not say it by Shara Shomos, right? Bottom Rashi. Lichtov Shchita Safon Va'asham Mitzora Velo Nechtov Gabi Zos Taras Ha'asham. V'nimra Klalamine. You would just learn the klal from Asham Mitzora then. But it says it here also. So if it says it there also, it must be that this one is just re-including it into the Likuva. So Gemara says, if you hold that once something is excluded, then ihu de lo gamar michlalo, it cannot be learned out from the klal, aval klalo gamar mine, but that you can learn the klal from it, shapir. So then the Gemara has a good point. That just write it by Asham Mitzora, and other Ashamos can be learned from it. Ela e sviralon delo havi gomer michlalo velo klalo gomer mine. But if you say once something is taken out of the klal, it can't learn from the klal, and the klal can't learn from it. So hailukufa yisrach. So what do you mean? Just write it by Asham Mitzora. It is written by Asham Mitzora, but you only need it for the guf, meaning Asham Mitzora. You can't extend that to learn that for other Ashamos. So the Gemara answers, no. Kivan da ahadre ahadre. Once Asham Mitzora was brought back in for a Murin and Kabbalah Saddam, so we assume that Hachzara is really re-including them for all halachas of Asham. And therefore you don't need the extra pasuk specifically to teach you Tzafon, and therefore that pasuk is open to teach Tzafon, which is Li'ikuva, for all Ashamos. Period. Okay. Tosfos on the bottom, in Tosfos Lefi, talks about what exactly is the Davar HaChadash. What does Davar HaChadash mean? What does Davar HaChadash mean? Says Tosfos. Tosfos says this. We always quote this from Tosfos in Yevamos Dav Zayin. That's where Rav Shechter always quotes it from. But Tosfos says the same thing here. What's the definition of Chadash? Not that the Chatas, Mashachatas Mitzora Tuna Nesachim, Mashachatas Eina Tunim, or let's say a Chatas of the Mitzora requires Nesachim. Right, so does that make it a Davar HaChadash? No. Because that's just something extra. Extra doesn't make it Chadash. What is Chadash, says Tosfos? Chadash means Davar HaSoser Es HaKlal. That's the definition of Dabar HaChadash. That's Tosfos' Yesod here, and he says it as well in Yevamos Dav Zayin. So this is, what's Sos of the Klal? Usually Zrikas take place on the Mizbeach. Here Zrikos are taking place on the person. That makes it a Dabar HaChadash. Dabar HaSos is a Klal. Because after all, Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, what? You ain't lomedim in a chiddush. What do you mean? The whole Torah is a chiddush. No, if the Torah wouldn't have written it, I wouldn't have known. What? Tefillin? I would have known tefillin without the Torah. I would have known tzitzit without the Torah. The whole Torah is a chiddush. You can't say ain't lomedim in a chiddush means you can't learn from something I wouldn't have known otherwise. Because you wouldn't know anything. Chiddush means, like Tosfos says, Dover hasoser es haklal. That's the definition of chiddush. So here, Tosfos holds that by also eishes ach. What's chiddush? He quotes from the first parak of Yevamos that all arayos are usher forever, and eishes ach becomes mutter by yavam. Right? So therefore, that's dover hasoser as a klal. That's the definition of a chiddush, not something that we just wouldn't have known had it not be written. Okay, we can't don't have time to go into it yet. But Eretz HaTzvi in Simon Beis, beginning of Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter talks all about this of ein lemedim min a chiddush, a beautiful short piece there. Okay, let's continue. Fourth line. On Amid Beis. Amrle Marzutra Bar Bray Drav Mari Ravina. 1 second. We just said, no, once the Pasuk returns and re-includes Asha Mitzora for Haktaras Emurin and for Zrika, it includes it for everything. And therefore the other Pasuk is left open to teach me Tzafon is Ma'akev by all Hashamos. So Gemara says, who says you should say that? Ki Ahadre Krala Gabi Matan Dabav Emurin. Deboi Kahuna. Maybe it only re-includes it regarding items that need a Kohen. Zrikas Adam and Haktar Emurin. Aval Shchita de Loboi Kahuna, Loboi Mizai Tzafon. Maybe Shchita, which doesn't require a Kohen. Again, Shchita Ksher Bizar. That's always the halacha that's quoted. So it doesn't need Tzafon. Rashi emphasizes here, and the Shidun Kubetzes again expands on it. What's the Havamin to be Mechalik? Kivada Hadre Hadre makes sense. No, the answer is because by when it includes it, it says, Lachem. Right? It says Lachem, meaning for you, for the Kohanim. So that's why we think it might specifically be talking to the Kohanim, items that have to be done, actions that have to be done by the Kohen. So the Gemara says, no. Imk, Neimakra, Ki Kachatas, who? My Kachatas, Ha Asham, Kishar Asham Mosihiyah. So why does that extra word ha'asham? It's coming to teach me it's like all the other hashamos. And therefore it's included on all levels, and therefore our pasuk of the original pasuk that we're trying to use, v'shachar asakeves, is open to tell me by all hashamos that it is ma'akev. Period. Next. So why do we have by asha mitzora? We have a pasuk comparing it to chatas and comparing it to ola. What do we have to have both of them? Kachatas, one place, and then we have also the pasuk says Asher Yishchad es achatas vesa ola. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Why does an Asher Mitzora need to be compared to both? So number one, Amar Avina Itzrich I Akshe lachatas velo Akshe laola. If I would have only compared Asher Mitzora to chatas and not to ola, Hava Amina chatas mehechem lamda meola. Where do I know that chatas needs tzafon from ola? As we said yesterday, davar lami behekish, chozer lami behekish. So if it was only compared to chatas, I would have said, hey, it's compared to chatas, and chatas is learned from ola, so it must be anything that you learn out from a hekish could be chozer lami behekish. We know that's not true in kashim. That's why it doesn't only compare it to chatas, because I would have said this incorrect statement. So I'm only marzutra breder of mari l'ravina. So why don't you do the opposite? V'nikshi l'ol v'nikshi l'chatas is just compared to ola. Right, you explain to me why you can't just compare it to chatas. So just compare it to ola. So the guy said, no. Hava amina. Then I would have said the opposite. Dabar lami behekesh, chozer lami behekesh. I would have said, there's no source in the Torah teaching me that specifically you can say this. Right? It's just that you have the regular source. And I would have said, maybe you would say, you would learn Asha Mitzora from Ola, which it said, where it says Safon, but I might have said, hey, but it would be possible, Dabar Lamei Behekesh, Chozer Malamei Behekesh. I would have said that. V'chi Tema Nikshi Akusha L'chatas, and if you would have asked me why then didn't the Torah compare it to Chatas and not to Ola, Nechalei Demakesh Leleikav Lonakesh Leletafel. It's better to compare it to the original source. Even though you could have compared it to the secondary source. Lahachi akshila chatas, akshila ola. That's why it has to tell me, compared to chatas and ola. Lamemer to teach me, davar alami behekish, eino chozer malami behekish. It has to say the source of chatas, because that's a double hekish, but then it has to say ola to teach me that don't think you can learn it from chatas. So, if it would have just said ola, I would have learned it directly from ola, but there would be no source telling me specifically that I cannot learn a double hekish. That's why he has to say both, and in that way teach me that davar alamei behekesh ain't a chozim alamei behekesh. That is Ravina's source for that principle. Rava Amar mehacha, from the following. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, by the par kohen gadol, kasher you rami shar zevach hashlamim, just like you take off from the emurin that you take off from the shlamim. So my helchaza, what is that comparison to shlamim teaching me? If it's teaching me that these parts of the animal are given, are burned to the mizbeach, but gufiksev, that's written there. You don't need that to teach me. So mishum deboy agmuri yoser asakavod v'sheyak loyos miparil on darshal tibur l'siyeh baros kochavim. We have this in the dafim about the five chatos pnimios. We have these there in the earlier in the Mems. So, because we are going to want to learn from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur to Seiri Avodah Zarah and Begufei Loksiv, but it doesn't say these fats by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Omi Par Koi Mashiach Hu Degamar, and you just learn it from Par Koi Mashiach. In other words, you go from Par Koi Mashiach to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur to Seiri Avodah Zarah. But you can't have that. Why? Because that would be a hekesh to a hekesh. Lahachi yitzra kasher yuram. That's why you need this extra phrase here. Dinevi kaman dechsiv begufei, to make it as if it is written beferish in Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. V'lo nevi davar alamei behekesh chozim alamei behekesh. Then you wouldn't have to rely on this double step hekesh. So Ravina learns it out from the Asher Mitzora, while Rava learns it out from these psukim by Par Koi Mashiach. Amaleir Papa Larava, just finishing this section up. Velichtavei begufei velo nakish. So I didn't just write it by Parhalam Dover. I have to learn it out from Parko and Gadol. So ikseh begufei velo akish. If you would have said it in that place, just like we said above. Hava amina davar alamei behekesh, chozim alamei behekesh. I would have said, you can learn a double hekesh. Then learn. There's no source telling me specifically not. V'chiteba nakshi akushe. So why didn't it say it b'derech hekesh then? Nichalei tekasi b'gufei midakesh le'akushe. I would have said, it's better not to. But if you have to, you have to. L'hachi kasvei v'akshe. That's why it wrote it in the place where you have to use a double hekesh. And yet, it says it an extra time, so you don't have to. L'meimra, davar alami behekesh, choz ein chozer malami behekesh. To teach me that anything that's learned that from a hekesh, ein chozer umalami behekesh. Period. What's coming up for the next two blot is four of the Yudgimel Midos. Hekesh, ugzeira shava, kalva chomer, and the Peshitta Bekvetz as in Ubinyan Av Simin. Those four. Are you allowed to learn a Gzera Shava after a Hekesh? Are you allowed to learn a Hekesh after a Binyan Av? We're going to go through all 16 permutations. Right? These four, is one allowed to learn one from the other? And a lot of the lumdus behind it might be, which is considered Mefurish Bekra. As we said, once something is called Mefurish Bekra, then you can learn something out from it. But if not, not. So we're going to talk about all four of these. Interesting question, why is it Hekesh in the Yud Gimel Midos? Right, Zera Shava, Ben Yonav, Hekesh is a Kal V'chomer, where's Hekesh? So there are opposite Mefarshim. Some say, oh, it's the strongest one. It's as if it's written in the Torah. So it's not even a Midah. It's as if it's written in the Torah, that's why it's not there. Others say, no, it's included in one of the other ones. Right, that doesn't say that on its own. It's like Zera Shava, it's like the others. So different Pshatim, why it wouldn't be. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll mention again our Vart of Rabbi Yishmael. I haven't mentioned it in a while. But anyway, maybe we'll start with that, and we will continue. Okay, again, the shiur is up from last night, the summary review and highlights of the first four Prakim of Zvachim. It's about an hour, and Hashem, tonight will be the Parsha shiur.